Shalom, friends, sending you all love and many blessings. Ushaftem mayim b'sason. You can draw water with joy. Mi mayinei ha-Yeshua. From the springs of salvation. These words that are chanted in the Havdalah prayer come from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. They're words of encouragement and hope at a time when you might feel discouraged that the holiness of Shabbat is departing on Saturday night. The main metaphor here is mayim, water. Now, there are two main ways that water shows up as a metaphor in the tradition. One is from this verse, mayim besason, waters with joy, mi mayinei ha-Yeshua, from the springs of salvation. So this water represents the joy that comes from being saved from something, like when someone has a life-threatening illness, God forbid, and then becomes healed, Baruch Hashem. When a person returns to the state of health that they had before the illness, there's this potential to be elevated spiritually far beyond one's state before the illness, because now there's this incredible gratitude and joy just to be alive. So that's the mayim besason mi mayinei ha-Yeshua, the waters of joy that come from the springs of salvation. The other metaphor is when water represents Torah or spiritual teaching. As Moses says to the Israelites, Devarim or Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 2, let my teaching fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. So why is spiritual teaching like rain? Rainwater comes down and nourishes life that already exists on the earth. It doesn't create something new. The life is already there, but it needs the nourishment of the rain to grow and thrive. Similarly, unlike other kinds of learning, spiritual teaching doesn't create something new either, but rather it nourishes what's already there. For example, if you don't know how to fix a car, or play an instrument, or cook a meal, and then you learn how, you've acquired something new. First you didn't know, and then you know. But the purpose of spiritual teaching is not to teach you something new that you didn't know before, but rather to reawaken a knowledge that's already there. That's why when you hear a spiritual teaching, you can get that experience of deep recognition, because on a certain level, you know it already. So that's water as rain, representing Torah. In the other metaphor of water as joy, the water wells up from a spring below. That's because unlike spiritual teaching, which often comes to us from the outside, from a book, or a teacher, or a video, joy is actually a quality inherent within the depths of your own being. As in the example I gave about a person who recovers from an illness, nothing external has changed. It's just that now there's an increased appreciation for being healthy. And that appreciation is always already inherent within your potential. You don't have to wait to get an illness. You can simply sensitize yourself by bringing to mind all the salvation you're already experiencing now and tap into that gratitude and joy. On the deepest level, the two metaphors of rain from above and spring water from below are connected. That's because the power of spiritual teaching is to awaken the knowledge of your own inherent freedom. And that itself is a kind of salvation. It's not a physical salvation, but salvation from living in the dream of bondage. Ordinarily, we go around our lives feeling like a character in our own mental story. But this sense of me as an individual bundle of memories, opinions, wants, accomplishments, and failures is just a tiny ripple in a vast ocean of consciousness. And you are that consciousness. So how do you find that vast ocean of consciousness? Simply notice that everything within your experience right now is all happening within consciousness. Every sensation, every thought, every feeling, every sight, every sound, everything. That consciousness is aware of that limited sense of me, yet it's totally beyond it, without form or boundary. And the truth is, you are that. Meaning, you are the openness within which this experience is happening right now in this moment. Vast, spacious, and totally free from anything in particular that's part of your experience, because everything within your experience comes and goes. But the vastness is eternal. It's not a thing. It's the eternal present. And knowing that, really knowing that in your heart and in your gut, is salvation. So now you've got the teaching. Hopefully the rains have gotten you a little soaked. Let's open to the spring waters of joy through singing these words, and then we'll go into some meditation. So we'll sing the words that we were just learning about, and we'll also sing the opening words of the Havdalah prayer, which I talked about in last week's video. So if you want to learn more about that, you can also go back and check out last week's video as well. So coming into meditation, bringing your right hand to your heart, getting in touch with that openness that you are, that gives of itself to everything that arises, the permission to be as it is, offering that permission and that attention as a gift to this moment with Lecha, breathing in. Lecha, and then bringing left hand to your belly, connecting with your body, your temple of consciousness, down into your hips and your legs, your feet, bringing your attention up from your belly into your heart and your lungs and shoulders, and your arms, releasing any excess tension in your neck and shoulders, relaxing your face and your skull, feeling your awareness fill your body, fill your temple. And we chant Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. And bringing your right hand to your forehead, becoming aware of the open space of awareness itself, within which everything is one, one experience, one reality, without resistance, Vinishma, breathing in. Vinishma. Chanting Atahu. 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 Sit in silence for 7 minutes. opening your heart to this moment as it arises, putting your hand on your heart and chanting Lecha, deep in breath. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly, connecting with your body and the flow of your breathing. With Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. Right hand to your forehead, awareness of the space of awareness itself. Venishma, breathing in. Venishma. Atahu. Until next time.